This weekend, the team at NPR Ed has been reporting on the lives of young transgender children and how their families, friends, and schools transition along with them. Meet 9-year-old Q Daly, who just finished his first full school year as a boy, third grade at the Brooklyn New School in New York City. WNYC's Yasmin Khan has his story.
To Q, who was born a girl, living as a 9-year-old boy is liberating. It's everything.
It feels like, instead of a dead flower, a growing flower.
Maybe it's a feeling that his peers don't quite understand, but they really don't care either, because having a transgender classmate does not affect how they play. At recess one afternoon, near the end of the school year, Q and his friend Billy Griffith play a game they call tightrope, traversing a bar raised off the ground. Q cheers Billy on. Q and Billy are close, and they were friends when Q was a girl. Billy says he probably asked Q at one point why he wanted to be a boy instead of a girl.
I think I forgot what the answer was. I don't know.
But it sounds like it just doesn't matter.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Q transitioned from girl to boy gradually during second grade. That's when he started to dress in boy clothes, dropped his given name, Quanaya, and wanted to go by he. Q's teachers, Steve Wilson and Catherine Sorrell, say by now, in third grade, students have adapted.
At this point in the year, it's very few kids slip every now and then.
Occasionally, I mean, there are still kids that will say Quanaya, and still occasionally they'll say she, I mean he.
Otherwise, they say it's been a non-issue to have a transgender child in the class. But the school did have to confront one matter. Q started using the boys' bathroom on his own last year in second grade. Not everyone approved.
You have to be in that bathroom, not this bathroom.
Principal Anna Allenbrook says the issue forced the school to do its homework.
And we learned what the rules were. And in fact, it is not the place of the school to tell the child which bathroom to use.
She learned students should be allowed to use the bathroom of their gender identity. This is backed up by guidelines on transgender students that New York City issued last year. And the school followed the lead of Q's parents, who recognize that Q's gender identity is not a whim. They say he began questioning gender, going back to age 3.5, 4. Q says it started with the clothes.
Because I didn't like the dresses, or the pink shirts, or the light blue with the guitar, or their sparkly stuff.
At first, Q's mom, Francisca Montana, was fascinated by her kid questioning gender stereotypes. She spoke to me about it while driving to work one morning.
For instance, the color thing, like purple and blue and that, I was like, colors are for everybody, yeah? It's like, colors are colors.
But Q kept questioning. So Francisca borrowed some boy clothes from a friend. And at the end of first grade, Q's dad, Avery Daly, cut Q's hair short.
It was a new person. A whole light came out.
Avery and Francisca are separated, confronting Q's gender identity individually. Avery says for him, it wasn't easy in the beginning. This was his little girl. And what were people going to say?
And so I just thought that people would look at me funny or like, something with Q's parents. Why are they letting Q do all this, you know? But I saw that Q had a lot of confidence in what he wanted.
So he accepted it. Francisca threw herself into being supportive. She started calling Q he and researched playgroups for transgender children.
What is more important, or what is more liberating, or what makes you stronger and make you live a better life than be yourself?
But even though support and encouragement came to her as a natural response, it didn't mean everything was easy.
For you as a mom, is it hard? Do you miss Q as a girl?
I miss his name. I'm gonna cry. I put a lot of thought into it.
Q says it feels like 55 years ago that he was a girl. I asked what goes through his head now when he hears the name Quanaya.
I think of crying because that tells me that they don't believe that I'm a boy.
Q Q's parents are supportive of however this plays out, but they're bracing themselves for a different conversation ahead, with puberty just around the bend. Francisca says Q's nervous about becoming a teenager.
After, like, all the clothing and stuff, then he started thinking about his body.
For now, they're grateful that at age 9, Q has a little bit of time before his body begins to change. But not much. For NPR News, I'm Yasmin Khan in New York.